Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
But we do have our next interview here. Our next guest is here. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay, hi. So I'm Diego Paramo. I'm from Poder.io.
Okay. And what is your product and or service?
So actually, we are an artificial intelligence company.
Okay.
We've been in the market for almost 2 years now. We've been tailoring AI algorithms and working with some companies not only in America, but also in Europe right now.
Cool.
Okay.
And what we do is that we take information from the companies, you know, it's like what we call first party data. It's basically their company's information. Then we process it with an AI. And basically we have three things that that go out from that processing. The first one is, most of the companies want to understand better their customer, right? Have
sure.
like a 360 view of their journey and what they're doing and so on. So the AI basically takes that information and creates a unique user. And this unique user is basically with a lot of their devices, in fact. So you can see, okay, this person has an iPhone, it also has a laptop, whatever.
Okay.
And you got a first view of it. Then what we do is we start predicting. So that's our core. And what do we predict? It depends of the company, right? For example, in some retailers, what we start predicting is for each of their users, we can predict when are they going to buy something,
okay,
and what are they going to buy.
Okay.
So with that information, for example, if you know that Diego, for example, is going to buy in 2 weeks or so in a specific product, then they start doing something that is called predictive marketing.
Right.
So they start predicting future behaviors and they start doing marketing with
okay.
them based on those predictions. And that's more or less what we do, basically.
Okay. So we'll continue the retail because it's always a good example
yes, definitely.
For predictive stuff.
That's correct.
So we'll use a company that doesn't exist anymore. Let's say I'm Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I worked for him for 10 years, so my mind naturally
okay.
goes there.
Sounds
so
good.
So they can give you their past sales data,
mm-hmm.
and you run it through your algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I want to know when AA batteries are going to be in demand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go look for trends. Let's say storm season in the south.
Correct,
yes.
For example.
Double A's, C's, D's are going to be in high demand during
correct.
Storm season in preparation for a possible hurricane.
That is correct. But also, you see, that's...
So that's on a wide, but
yes.
we can get down...
More granular, in fact.
Okay.
Because there are trends that are going to be, like, for example, this one. You know,
sure.
It's something that usually happens in a year, whatever.
Okay.
And that's one of the factors that we correlate
okay.
in the algorithms, right? But what we do is that we do it person by person.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
it's not only those sort of things that maybe, you know, have a higher demand or lower demand, you know, but
okay.
we also understand each user and we correlate that with that user, right?
Okay.
So just...
So I buy my 9-volt batteries.
Correct.
For my smoke detector every 6 months.
Correct.
Like you're supposed to do.
That's
and
correct.
And every time the clocks change, you're supposed to change the battery in your smoke
yeah,
detector.
Yeah, I do that.
It's the best way to remember. It's going to screw us up in Florida when we stop changing our clocks, but that's a different problem. It's an even better example. We're going to stop changing our clocks in Florida if Congress approves it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to have my reminder to change mm-hmm. the 9 volts.
That
every 6 months, but I have a trend with the retailer of doing it so they can start targeting. Maybe when I open the retailer's app, they can say, I know you. You need to buy 9 volts for your smoke detectors soon
right.
because you need to change them.
That is correct.
Awesome.
That is correct. That is correct. That is something that
awesome.
We're doing currently with some of the retailers that we have. And we've got like two different types of retailers, talking about retail. So we got pure players that are 100% only web-based.
Okay.
Right? But we also have brick-and-mortar clients sure. that also have their dot-coms, right?
Okay.
And this technology can tell you, for example, if it's geo-referencing. You know, if a person goes directly to a specific retail store in the U.S.
Okay.
Or whatever, you can also send those messages to that person and tell him to go specifically to a specific retailer. You know?
Okay.
So that's something that we are also including in the algorithms. It's also geo, all the geo okay. stuff that is going
okay.
on.
Okay. Awesome. So it wouldn't matter what data is coming in. It can all be processed and predicted off of.
That is correct.
And so a person, right, is, from a digital perspective, is the sum of their computers, their mobile devices, and their physical interaction. Mm-hmm. So, interestingly, the thing that's in my pocket, you could take Bluetooth beacon.
That is correct.
Data, mm-hmm. and correlate that to the person as well.
That is correct. In fact, we do.
Awesome.
We do. Wow.
So it's a lot.
I love this technology, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it's amazing. But it's like what you just said is absolutely the truth. You know, it's like you think about different signals that the user is leaving behind, right? It can be offline data, online data, whatever. In fact, in some clients, we are also processing photographies, right? So,
okay.
For example, this is a cool thing. So you take a picture of a product, right? Or for example, it the main usage of this is for fashion.
Okay.
So for example, if a person, you know, takes a picture from the front or to the side or whatever, we correlate that picture to sales and see what sort of picture it's more interesting for the users and makes a higher probability of being purchased. So you start to correlate
wow.
all those things also. We are doing right now. We've got a company, you know, underwear
uh-huh.
company, and we're doing specifically that.
Wow.
Understanding if the model is like this, or the backing, or whatever it does, you know, the footage.
So the angle of the photo,
correct,
the cropping.
If she looks
of
directly
the
to the camera, or if she's looking to
like
the side.
Like if it's a white
whatever.
Background
yes.
or a black background.
For example,
background.
If it's, oh. or if it's, yeah, I don't know, a beach, right? Or if it's a white background, depending on it is. And all of those facts, believe it or not, they actually make a better sale. You know,
if
you see an online catalog or so that those sort of correlations we're doing, because today an AI is capable of understanding video,
mm-hmm.
audio, definitely, photography, and text.
Yeah.
So you correlate all that information
wow.
and start doing a lot of. So that's what we're doing right now.
Wow. Okay. That's incredible. So. You got a purple badge on. You're our first purple badge so far.
Yes.
Which means you're way further into the process than a lot of the people who are here.
That is correct.
Because I think there's less than 100 of you guys.
Yes. Yes, yes, we are.
So you said you've been out in the wild for 2 years now?
Yes.
Okay.
Already.
So if somebody wants to sign up and get going with you guys, you're looking for...
Actually, yes. Part of what we're doing here at Collision is also seeking for investors.
Okay.
So for the past 2 years, we've been seeking investors, right? We've already done some seed capital funding. Some angel investors have already, we're okay. already in our fourth round of angel investment. But the growth of the company has been exponential, right?
Okay.
Actually, this year we should be growing like 7 or 8 times the size of the company.
Oof.
So it's huge, right?
Yeah. That's
and
great
we
growth.
And we need you know investment in order to continue
to
growing yes because we need that investment.
Dealing
so
with scale at that point is gonna
yes,
be a challenge.
It's a good challenge
because
you've
got a lot of technology behind
definitely,
the scenes
definitely,
to
definitely.
Power all of this.
So it's and basically this growth has been mostly in the States, right?
Okay.
Also Europe. We've got already clients in Europe. We've got clients in Latin America. Brazil is a big market. Mexico is also a huge market.
Interesting.
So we are doing right now a Series A round. We just launched it. And actually, we're seeing investors here. You know, there's a lot
Good.
Of venture capital here.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's why we're in the growth track of Collision, because Alpha is just a very early stage. Then you've got beta, that's a little bit more further. And then you've got growth. And growth is basically those companies that are high potential, high growth.
And have already established their market.
Yes, yes.
You've
definitely
already proven that people want to use your correct thing.
That is right, correct. Which and is, we've got clients.
Which is important.
Yes, and that's something that they asked in the whole process. Is mm-hmm. Do you already have clients? Are you invoicing? How many years have you been working right on this? We've got clients like Unilever, like MasterCard already, wow, and Citibank. So there are a lot of clients that are already using our technology. And we've been proving, let's say that in most of the cases, we start like in a proof of concept.
Right.
So we tackle a specific KPI that these companies want to see with us. And then we start, you know, doing different projects with them. But that's the way we're doing it. And that's the reason why we're in Collision right now. It's to actually seek investors and venture capital firms that are willing to invest in AI technology like ours.
Oh, yeah. AI is where the venture capitalists that are right now, so you're in a good place.
Yes, definitely. And something that is actually setting us apart is that we actually do have a very strong developer team. We've got 4 PhDs in computer science. Ooh. And in AI, and most of the people are MSCs, you know, they're masters in sciences in this technology. And wow. We are actually creating AI, so it's a way different approach that most of the AI companies do. We are actually creating our technology is 100% proprietary of us, so it's another thing that we're doing right
now. So you're not building on AWS or Azure's.
That's correct.
You've built your own AI technology.
That is correct. We use in part some open source, definitely, because you need to use it, but then you start building from that technology.
Awesome. Now, if an investor or a possible customer mm-hmm. wanted more information about your company and your product, how can they get that?
So basically, they can go. First, our website is poder.io. That's the name of the company. They can write directly to me. I'm the co-founder of the company. Okay. My email is diego@poder.io. And they can tell us any information that they want to seek. We've got already our decks for investors. We've got a lot of information already. And if you're a client also and understand more or less the and want to work with an AI, well, definitely that's something that you can also ask us.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
No, thank you guys for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. When I was scanning through, we curated this year, and I was really interested in what you were doing.
Thank you.
I'm glad to get the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
It has been. It's great.
For the hour and a half we're into it, it's already...
We're already with you guys, so it's a success.
Oh, man.
Well, we appreciate that.
Okay. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too.